But what would these compounds do to the wildlife in rivers and lakes? Professor Karen Kidd from the University of New Brunswick studies what effect estrogen-like chemicals have on populations of fish. Hello.
Hello.
Good to have you on the show with us, Karen. Where do these hormones like estrogen come from?
Well, they're excreted by women. We excrete a number of natural estrogens, and we also excrete the estrogen that's used in the birth control pill. So these estrogens are going into our municipal wastewater works or treatment works and not being completely broken down in the treatment process. And we're finding very low but effective concentrations of the estrogens in the waters being discharged into our rivers.
And once the estrogens are in the water, what kind of effect can they have on the wildlife in there, on the fish?
Well, we know from a great body of work that's been done out of the UK that these estrogens are very effective at impacting or impairing reproduction in fish. In particular, there were a number of studies showing that male fish living downstream of these discharges were becoming feminized. And when I say feminized, I mean the males were producing early stage eggs or producing egg proteins or developing smaller gonads. And there was a great deal of detective work to try and figure out what it was in the river waters that was causing this feminization. And these researchers at Exeter and Brunel and the EPA discovered that it was indeed these natural and synthetic estrogens that women were excreting that was causing the feminization in the male fish.
So this wasn't just affecting juvenile fish, this was affecting adult male fish.
It was impairing their ability to produce sperm and to fertilize eggs. And it was also changing their external maleness, so they were less macho-looking, I guess you would say.
So what was the effect on these particular species of fish and then other fish that perhaps fed on them?
Well, one of the questions that was outstanding was what does it mean to have feminized male fish in the population? And there have been a number of studies since then, like that work in the UK really motivated a lot of work in North America as well, where we've found male fish in a number of our rivers that have become feminized because of the estrogens. But the big question that we wanted to answer with our study is, well, what does that mean to have feminized males in your population? Can they still successfully reproduce, or are you going to have fewer fish in the rivers because of these continuous low inputs of estrogens and estrogen mimics?
So how did you do your specific study?
Well, there's a research station in Canada. It's run by the federal government, and it's quite a unique facility because we have a series of lakes that we've set aside for research purposes. So there's no development in the watershed. There's no commercial or sports fishing. And what we can do is study the lake in its natural state for a few years and then add in chemicals or some other stressors and look specifically at what those stressors do to the ecosystem. And in this case, we did a whole lake experiment where we took the estrogen that's used in the birth control pill, we added it into the lake at levels that are very low, but what's been measured in municipal wastewaters. And then we followed how the fish responded at the biochemical level, at the tissue level, and the organism and population level.
So you found that obviously the male fish were becoming feminized. So first of all, what happened to that species of fish where the males were becoming feminized? And then what happened to the predator fish that ate them?
Well, right away the male fish in the lake started to respond to the estrogen, so they started producing egg proteins and they developed early stage eggs. And then only after 2 summers of additions of the estrogen, we saw reproductive problems. The fathead minnow, which is a small-bodied fish in the lake, stopped reproducing, and the numbers of individuals in the lake basically collapsed. And so we showed that it didn't take very long for this very short-lived species to respond to small amounts of the estrogen. And then what was surprising to us was not just how quickly these fish responded to the estrogen, but also the impacts that the loss of this fish species had on others in the lake. And in this case, what happened is the bigger predators in the lake, their numbers also started to decline. And it wasn't because they were getting exposed to the estrogens. It was because the bigger fish were losing their prey species. So they were becoming skinnier and they stopped reproducing as a result. So this is showing us that you can have impacts of estrogens on fish directly that interferes with their reproduction, but also you can impact fish populations indirectly through the loss of their food source.
So once the population had gone into decline, what did you do then? Did you remove the estrogen and find out what would happen as soon as the levels went back to normal?
We did. We added the estrogen for 3 summers and then stopped and followed the lake through recovery. And the first 2 summers after we stopped adding the estrogen, the fathead minnow populations, the numbers were still very low. And then in the 3rd year of recovery, they rebounded. So basically, the numbers of fathead minnow in the lake were back to what they were before we started the experiment. And this was great news because, like in the case of bisphenol A, it's showing that your exposure, once you remove the exposure, your effects go away, basically. So there can be recovery in systems once you take estrogens out.
So they can recover very quickly, but what do you think the solution might be? I mean, currently sewerage works don't remove estrogen from wastewater. What do you think we could do to improve the situation?
Well, they do remove quite a bit of estrogens. They know probably 80 to 90% of the estrogens can be taken out when the wastewaters are treated with at least secondary treatment. The challenge is that in some cases, there's accidental overflow of systems when wastewater treatment works get overwhelmed with storm waters. Some areas, there's only very rudimentary treatment of wastewaters. And it also seems to be more of a problem when river flow is made up of primarily of wastewater discharge. So the more people you have along a river, the more municipal wastewater that's being discharged, the greater the likelihood of impacting fish health from estrogens is. So we do know that it can be removed, and the more you treat it, the more effective you are at removing estrogens from the wastewaters.
Let's hope it happens more all over the globe. Thank you very much, Karen. That was Professor Karen Kidd from the University of New Brunswick explaining how chemicals that mimic the effects of hormones like estrogen have an impact on aquatic ecosystems.